What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Little nerve-wracking there getting started this late here, but it's Friday, December 20th, 2019. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. And I really need the weekend off here. And, of course, next week is Christmas. So we've got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions here. Well, last night they had what is probably going to be the final Democratic debate before the start of primary season. And some of it really got out into the twilight zone. With one of the candidates attacking Donald Trump, saying he would step on a kitten to get what he wants, which is an attempt to portray Trump as this absolute heartless fiend who would step on a kitten, but no basis in fact whatsoever. But overall, most people watching the debate last night are saying that Biden basically won that one. He came out on top. He hit the right notes, and that he is pretty much the front runner at this point. Of course, the polls have been showing that for quite some time here. And Biden gave a showing that may serve to cement his position as the front runner. And it was a bit of a surprise because in the past, Biden's debates appearances have been viewed as tepid. But he sort of really woke himself up last night and showed a tremendous amount of improvement. Now, Biden, of course, dismissed accusations that his son, Hunter Biden, had acted improperly in Ukraine. He focused on how Trump has tarnished the reputation of the United States around the world. I don't think that's Trump who did that. And he put forward the promise that under a Biden presidency, that would change. Well, I don't know, because I don't think the rest of the world's opinion of the United States and its image is really based on solely on the president. There are presidents who have been inspirational and who've been good for the image of the United States. But the United States image is really based more on the unending series of regime change wars, its bullying tactics in international economics, and I don't think there's a president who could really change that until the behavior of the country as a whole, the behavior of the government as a whole, changes. So everybody's still talking about the impeachment, and they're talking about this very bizarre situation where Nancy Pelosi is refusing to send the articles of impeachment over to the Senate for a trial. And, you know, basically what they're trying to do is have the House of Representatives, which failed in their show trial in the House, they want to try and engineer a replay, if you will, over in the Senate. And Mitch McConnell is saying, no, we're just judge and jury. Okay, we're going to judge the case on the facts or the absence of facts that you presented in the House impeachment hearings. And it's rather interesting when you have seen the Democrats over the last several months say, we've got to impeach Trump now. He's a danger to the country. He's a danger to the world. We got to get him out of the Oval Office now. And now they're stalling. And they're out there demanding a fair trial in the Senate after refusing Trump a fair trial in the House. And obviously what the Democrats mean by a fair trial is, again, an abusive show trial with the deck stacked against the president here. Now, at this particular point, Nancy Pelosi has definitely overstepped her authority in withholding the articles of impeachment and making demands of the Senate. And so there's abuse of power right there. And it's abuse of Congress. Obstruction of Congress. So, you know, once again, they're projecting. The Democrats themselves are committing the crimes they claim that Donald Trump committed. And it's just hanging, you know, it's hanging up the whole system. Now, obviously, to me, what's really going on is the Democrats know the articles of impeachment are going to fail in a Senate trial. They're trying to figure out some way they can hijack the Senate. But if they can't, it's going to be a huge embarrassment after all these years of screaming about Trump and the House hearings, which were just an absolute shambles with no real witnesses, just a lot of rumor, innuendo, and implication, if you will. They don't want to go through that embarrassment, so now they're stalling for time here and trying to figure out if there's some way they can rig the Senate trial in their favor. So Harvard Law Professor Noah Feldman testified in the House impeachment inquiry several weeks ago, basically saying until the House sends those articles of impeachment to the Senate, Donald Trump has not actually been impeached because the process has been interrupted. Now, the Constitution doesn't say how fast the articles must go to the Senate, and some delay would not necessarily be inconsistent. But this idea of withholding the articles of impeachment until the Senate capitulates and agrees to hold the trial the way the House Democrats want it held, that really is, and I'm in agreement with Noah Feldman, Trump has not actually been impeached yet. Okay, we're going to take a moment to shout an acknowledgement to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So according to this Harvard Law professor, you know, Trump isn't technically, he hasn't been impeached. The House passed the articles, but if the articles don't get delivered to the Senate, the whole process is illegitimate. In fact, you could have Mitch McConnell basically stand up at this point and say it's all null and void. They broke the rules several times, as a matter of fact. Now, Ruth Bader Ginsburg has inserted herself into this fray by suggesting senators can be disqualified from the upcoming impeachment trial if they are not impartial. Now, that's rather hard to prove one way or the other, but they've already got one aspect, and that is the fact that the Republicans in the House of Representatives, not one of them voted for the articles of impeachment. So they can go in and say, well, obviously the Republicans are biased in favor of Donald Trump, therefore the Republican senators should be disqualified from the Senate trial. That would immediately, of course, result in an all-Democrat, you know, Trump-hating Senate that would move forward on those articles of impeachment. But Ginsburg is now a player in the dispute, not just a potential adjudicator. And again, she has overstepped her authority as a member of the Supreme Court. That's not her call to make here. Anyway, Trump is still getting ready for a Senate trial, and he stated that White House lawyer Pat Cipollone is likely to be the main lawyer to represent him at the U.S. Senate's impeachment trial. And Trump's lawyers are probably going to argue there is no evidence the president did anything wrong. The House impeachment inquiry didn't actually produce any witnesses who saw the president do anything wrong. There's no documentation. It was all, we think he did this. We think he might have done that. And the whole thing was partisan and flawed, and I'm sure probably most of the senators understand that. Meanwhile, of course, not a single official involved in Spygate or Russiagate has yet to be indicted, much less convicted and sent to prison. That's the power of the deep state. Look at all the nefarious stuff that they have been doing, and again, openly violating the law and the Constitution. And all the time they're screaming and pointing fingers at Donald Trump. And I would hope that the American people have been paying very, very close attention. Certainly the fact that Trump's approval ratings have gone up so much during this whole impeachment situation, I think indicates that the American people do realize what a sham it was. Okay, we're now getting word that John Durham, who is working underneath Attorney General Barr, is now investigating former CIA Director John Brennan's role in 2016 election interference and his lying to Congress. And Durham has called for Brennan's emails, call logs, and other documents. Specifically, he's talking about Brennan's lies to the Congress on the use of that Steele dossier to get the FISA court, to trick the FISA court into authorizing spying on Trump's campaign, Over in New Jersey, Democratic Governor Phil Murphy has signed legislation that restores voting rights for convicted criminals who are out on parole or probation. This measure will apply to roughly 80,000 convicts starting in March of next year. So they're going to be available for next year's election. Now, I don't know what the demographics are for these parolees and whether they're going to vote Republican or Democrat. Obviously, they're going to be beholden to this Democratic governor for restoring their voting rights. But the governor says this is his second chance agenda. And everybody's, you know, everybody's already jockeying for next year's election. They're playing with the demographics. Certainly, the Democrats are with the illegal immigrants here. All right, moving on over to the international news. Libya's GNA government, that's the one that's recognized by the United Nations as the legitimate government, they're saying it will boost cooperation with Ankara, and they're accepting the Turkish offer of military support. So we may be seeing yet another war in Libya. People haven't suffered enough here. Meanwhile, Gorbachev is out there sounding a warning that America has an obsession with weapons, and the U.S. is bent on absolute military supremacy, which they're not going to get with the poor quality weapons, very expensive poor quality weapons currently being produced by the military-industrial complex. But Gorbachev is warning that the collapse of Cold War-era nuclear weapons limits threatens a global catastrophe. And we have seen not just Trump, but other members of other past presidents walk away from treaties that were designed to basically keep the world safe from a potential nuclear exchange. All right, we've got callers waiting on the line. We're going to start with Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I've been saying for weeks now that the smart move for the Democrats was not to go all the way with this, because in the Senate there'll be a trial, and this might be their way of getting out of it, to be able to say they impeached him, but for not really impeach him, because technically it wouldn't be an impeachment, but it'll appease their rabid base, but not allow the Senate to start calling Hunter Biden and all Trump's witnesses, which they never did in the House. It was a sham hearing in the House. It was a Stalinist show trial. But one thing that people aren't contemplating in this, or I haven't heard anybody commenting on it, is the Democratic senators from red states. You know they don't want to have to vote on this. I mean,
yes.
You know, a lot of the Kavanaugh thing really did a number on a lot of red state senators in the election in 2018, even though, you know, everybody was talking about the House and how the House changed hands. The Republicans actually picked up a few Senate seats, and they were all red state senators that voted against Kavanaugh. And I think you'll have a similar thing happen, because senators are usually not quite as radical as the House members. And a lot of people from the red states that Trump won, and even some of the blue states, like the working class blue states like Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, any of this, I haven't looked at the senators yet to kind of, in my mind, see who's going to have a real hard time with this, but I'll guarantee you that the senators, the Democratic senators, are screaming bloody murder, like, what have you done to us, laying this, this egg on us and bringing us, you know, it's like a fart in church, thanks a lot, you know? So, you know, this is very interesting, and it's kind of just, it's really showing up Pelosi as really being the one that's kind of, like, overturning the norms of this, you know, the fact that they have an impeachment and she's not going to give it to the Senate until she gets what she wants. I mean, it's actually a typical woman move, you know. So in a way, that's what I see here, is it's the feminine Democrats versus the masculine Republicans and their behavior types, which is stereotypical, but then nonetheless there's truth to it. One of the I wanted to bring up today also, Trump's attack on the Evangelical magazine, and I've been very often calling this show about how I love how Trump has been attacking institutions, corrupt institutions mostly, and I hope this is the beginning of an attack against the hypocritical churches in this country, You know, they really live off the, they got tax-free status. They're all fat and happy, driving big trucks and big cars and living large, these evangelicals and Catholics and whoever, all the churches, you know, there's Jewish, whatever, rabbis. And they really got a free ride. And when you look at the culture and the wars that we get involved in and the abortion and all these other, like, sinful acts, you know, I blame the churches more than I blame the politicians. I really do. I have for years, because where were they? You know, where were the churches when all these abominations are being voted on? They really keep their mouths quiet because, of course, they don't want their tax-free status challenged, you know? The few good churches that I see have had, armored trucks, come and destroy them, like in Waco, or the guy in Indianapolis who voted, well, was against the Gulf War, who had his church taken from him. So I think that this is another area where I applaud the president for, even though there's political and bad feelings involved in this, I hope it starts a trend. I hope that the churches are starting to be pointed out of their hypocrisy and how they failed this country and they failed this people, because their job really is, like, to uphold the moral, you know, righteousness of our nation and our people, and they've totally failed. I mean, I look at all the people around here in me in Tennessee, they're all, like, Southern Baptists, and they're good people, the older ones. But all their kids, you know, they were raised through their local Baptist church. All the kids are on meth or, you know, they're working on their six different marriages and three different kids. It's really kind of sad to see, and, you know, my neighbors are like, hey, why don't you come to my church? And I look at them like, well, look how screwed up your family is. Why would I go to your church, you know? So that's kind of the way I feel about it. I'm pleased to see Donald Trump, you know, let's start calling him to task. I mean, the part of our failure as a nation is because of the failure of the churches. And I think that it's time for them to be called out on the carpet, and I love it. I love it that, you know, add the church to the list, the FBI, the deep state. You know, let's start looking at the churches as the corrupt hypocrites that they are. Oh, and one other thing. I know I'm skipping around here, but you know that Boeing space shuttle project that they had go up and kind of went off course.
Hello?
Yes. Well, I wanted
is
to
somebody
talk about
on the line?
That. Am I still on the line?
You're on the line, and so what were we talking about? Let's pick up where you left off.
Well, I was talking about that Stargazer Boeing rocket that went off course.
Yes. Yes.
And, it's interesting to me because you have this Stargazer thing, and then you had the 737, and Boeing's a complete in shambles, really, when you think about such a great company. But a lot of people don't know, and I was reading about this 2 days ago, is that one of the Boeing, there was a Boeing executive that got arrested for attacking some Trump women at a Trump event at the Willard Hotel. He was a 37-year-old Boeing corporate executive who used to be a Democratic National Committee Philadelphia representative, who I'm sure Boeing hired as a lobbyist, who had been arrested for attacking Trump supporters, calling women Nazis and using the C-words at them. And then he attacked one of the guys that was there. And I just thought that it's kind of interesting, the karma here, that, you know, Boeing hasn't fired this guy yet, you know, and here's a guy that, you know, is supposed to be government operations executive for Boeing in Washington. And these people are just at the Willard Hotel having a, you know, America First gathering. And this loudmouth lunatic. And I just think, like, well, when they hire people like that, it serves them right. You know, no wonder the company's falling apart, you know?
Yeah,
no wonder
they don't have. I would agree with you on that. All right, well, listen, Joe, going to put you on hold. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking with Joe in Tennessee. And Joe, just kind of pick up where you left off.
Well, you know, I'm an engineer, and you're a tech kind of guy. And I'm sure, like, in your experience, it's been in my experience, you know, you get these business people, they show up and they just, you know, you don't know, they're just like office pukes or bean counters.
Yes.
And they, and you know, and it's that's bad enough. But Boeing, instead, this guy here, he's like one of those mafia no show job kind of guys. I mean, he comes from the DNC in Philadelphia. What does that tell you? I mean, he's a muscle guy, right? And he's working in Washington as a lobbyist. You know, so you know, Boeing here is, you know, to me it just shows the corruption of Boeing. You know, a once great American company that used to be, you know, they would probably hire an ex-engineer for a job like this, or somebody with background in aerospace, or maybe even the military. But no,
that would actually make sense here. But you know, I was with NASA when they were going through that transition from the old NASA to the new NASA, when all the scientists and engineers who'd, you know, gotten us to the moon and everything. They were all demoted or let go, and they brought in a bunch of these MBAs to try and make spaceflight, you know, more business-like and more like an airline, which doesn't really work. But yeah, this is a major blow to Boeing. They've had more problems with the 777, the 777X. Now they're halting production of the 737 MAX until sometime early next year, and then for the Starliner to just have this kind of a goof, where it shut off its engines early because it thought it was already in orbit. That's three strikes if you're out. And if I were a major stockholder in Boeing, you know, I'd seriously be going on in there and say it's time for a management overhaul.
Yeah, no, I mean, what bothers me most about this, Mike, is I understand business. You know, you need business guys. I mean, I understand that a little bit. But when you get political guys, I mean, whoa, it's bad enough the accountants come in there when you're an engineer, and it's bad enough when the business guys come in there. That's bad enough. But then if you start getting political guys coming into your company, oh, my God, yeah. That explains it. That explains the 737 because they figured, oh, they hire enough political guys, and it gives them cover with the FAA, and they can cut corners and put people's lives at risk. So it all comes out when you see, like, a thug like this. It kind of brings that to the forefront, in my view. It's like a karma thing. Like, oh, no wonder. No wonder they're having all these things blowing up in their faces, you know? Because it's worse than having business guys running it. It's political. What are they going to have, like, religious guys next, you know, priests?
Well, it's like the old Soviet Union, you know, where all the factories were under the control of, party officials. And, you know, it led to some disasters like Lysenkoism. You'd think we would learn from earlier mistakes that what you want to have in management, top management, are people who've grown up with the company and know how all this stuff works. But if this company management gets infiltrated by people who don't know what they're doing, you're going to have some disasters. I saw that in Hollywood. There was this clique of gentlemen, if you will, where one would get hired at a studio and he would work to get other people fired and bring in the rest of his little club, and they would almost wreck the place. So they almost destroyed Paramount that way. And then they got their claws into Disney, and Disney had some very, very rough years. But if I were a Boeing stockholder, I'd say it's time for pink slips.
Oh, no, and I'm hoping one day to call you and say, oh, I read that this guy got fired. But we'll see. We'll see what happens in court and everything. I'm going to keep an eye on this and find out what happens. I mean, it just, to me, it's kind of like these things that they seem not related, but they are, you know? It's like, yeah, this guy was at a thing at the Willard Hotel, and he attacked somebody, and, oh, look at that, he's a Boeing executive, you know? And then all of a sudden, Boeing, they got all this problem here, and it just kind of shows, like, the culture of the company, a once great American
yes.
company. I mean, and this just is kind of evidence of where we're going wrong as a country,
you know,
and,
plus,
and these companies.
You know, plus, they let go all of the experienced engineers who'd grown up with the company instead of hiring in all these H-1B students from other countries who are well-educated, let's be honest about that, but they don't have the experience. They haven't spent their lives building airplanes or satellites or rockets. And as a result, you know, you have snafus like today. This was obviously a simple computer programming mistake that somehow, you know, got through whatever they have for quality assurance over there. It does happen. There was an Ariane 5 that crashed because they'd accidentally loaded the software for the Ariane 3 into its computers, and nobody caught that one. So I'm sure by the time they have their next test flight, this problem will have been identified. The big question is, what other problems are there? And I imagine the astronauts who are scheduled to ride the Starliner up to the ISS, they got to be feeling pretty nervous right about now. And we'll see if it lands safely on Sunday. And, you know, hopefully that will kind of be the end of it. But you're right. Boeing was one of the iconic great American companies. And all of a sudden, they've just had this unending string of disasters from cutting corners, from trying to squeeze more profit out of their product. And the issues of usability and safety have been de-emphasized. Anyway, Joe, got to let you go.
Thank you, Mike.
A break for commercials. And we got another caller waiting on the line. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
happened? And aloha, Miracle. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mr. Mike. I hope you're having a great and wonderful day, you and Claire.
Yes.
Joe was talking about this being a good thing, that the articles of impeachment, they're not going to move it to the Senate. Well, I'm looking at it as they're buying time for the people, the boys at Fort Meade, to keep getting more and more information on these senators that could possibly flip whenever they do go to vote. I think that's what's really going on.
That could be a factor in there. I mean, obviously, the government is spying on everybody, including itself. But I really think it's a more case of Pelosi knows the Senate is going to vote to throw out the charges, and she doesn't want the Democrats to have to go into next year's election campaign with that embarrassment, because the polls are already showing that this whole impeachment sham has not gone over well with the average voter.
And I agree with that, but I have to say this too. These Democrats, they don't care. They are power hungry and trying to seize power. I mean, they've already said they want a one-party system here. They're running roughshod all over you and I and the Constitution. They don't care, which leads me to the next question. If they succeed in pulling this off, what next?
well, we'll become the new Soviet Union, you know, socialistic and, you know, the government in control of everything. That's certainly part of the UN's Agenda 30, you know, is to basically have everything owned by government and run by government. And it really is modeled on the old Soviet Union.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, and I raised that question because people like you, people like me, you know, I mean, you're more of a target because you're on air. But, I mean, you know, they're going to come for us whenever.
Yes.
I mean, if they pull this off, and I think they're going to succeed. I hope I'm wrong, but I think they're going to succeed in this. And they're going to come for us, you know, and that's, you know, that in itself it should wake some people up, which leads me to, is Trump in on this?
I seriously doubt Trump is in on it. He's kind of the sacrificial lamb. And I think the Democrats are worried about the opinion of the voters going into next year because they could face the same situation that Hillary faced back in 2016. Despite all the cheating and the rigging of the primaries and everything, if enough voters just don't like him, they are going to lose their job. They're going to lose power. And I think that's really what has motivated Nancy Pelosi to just grab these articles of impeachment and say, we're not sending them over to the Senate. They don't want a Senate trial and the embarrassment of having the charges thrown out before the election, because it's just going to hammer home to the voter that this really was just a complete sham. And, you know, this effort to oust a duly elected president. And so whatever grandiose plans they may have for a one-party state could very seriously be derailed by all of this. They may have overreached on this.
I agree. The next little question that I have is a kind of a science-y question. Do you ever look or watch the SOHO satellites?
No.
No. Well, you may find this interesting, and I don't know what this means, but the sun has done a polar reversal. Its poles have flipped and prematurely. I'm not sure what that means for us. Like, I don't know. But, I mean, I find that interesting and fascinating that something is up with the sun and nobody's really saying anything about it. I know the sun's poles have flipped, you know, previously in the past. But
yeah, it happens on a pretty much regular basis.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know what it means for us here on the, you know, on planet Earth. But I find that interesting, and I also find it, you know, we need to be paying more attention to that big giant ball in the sky that we call the sun.
Well, we definitely do, and as a matter of fact, the sun has just set a new record for longest period without sunspots. Again, this relates to ClimateGate and the fact that we're actually entering a new Maunder minimum. Rather than broiling to death the way Theda Grunberg insists is happening. But the sun reverses its magnetic field every 22 years.
Okay, this one's premature, though. This one did on 11. And I don't know if, you know, like you said, you know, everything's in cycles. But this one's a little premature. I don't really know what that means. But like you said, I know the sun flips, you know, flips its poles every 22 years. But this time it happened in the 11th year. I mean, and like you said, the sun, I think its longest record is like 230-some days without having a sunspot or something. Which,
yes.
You know, I mean, it's going to cool the Earth down, absolutely. And then I have to also ask, since you brought up ClimateGate, you know, carbon dioxide. Mars is covered by carbon dioxide. Why is it so cold?
Good point. Partly, you know, being that far away from the sun is part of it. Not having a thick enough atmosphere to act as an insulator is another part of it. I mean, the evidence that has been collected about Mars from all the landers and rovers is that Mars at one point in its distant past was much more like the Earth, with, you know, liquid water running on the surface and a much thicker atmosphere. And everybody's trying to figure out what happened. The leading theory right now is there was a monstrous asteroidal impact that literally splashed the atmosphere out into space. And without the atmosphere, the water started to sublimate, boil off into space. But there is still liquid water on Mars. They've established that now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just find it interesting that all these people scream carbon dioxide when that planet is completely covered in carbon dioxide. granted, it's, you know, so, you know, further away from the sun than what we are. But if that gas heats stuff up, then it should be heating that planet up. In theory, it should be heating that planet up, trapping whatever solar radiation.
NASA's already come out and admitted that carbon dioxide in the atmosphere does not behave like a pane of glass in a greenhouse, and that in point of fact, it's an atmospheric coolant because it will capture the energy from the sun and radiate it back out into space on a different frequency. It's kind of like an invisible fluorescence effect. The only reason they picked carbon dioxide to demonize is that could be linked to human activity. I mean, the worst greenhouse gas in the atmosphere is water vapor, clouds. But you're not going to get people to pay a cloud tax. Methane is far more potent a greenhouse gas than even the hysterics were claiming carbon dioxide was. But most methane comes from deep crust microbes and termites and things like that that are far too small to far too smart to listen to Al Gore's nonsense.
And this little discourse that you and I just had, somebody needs to send this to Greta Thunderthighs or Thunderbird, whatever her name is. Or, you know, because she needs I think a little lesson on what, you know, carbon dioxide actually is. I mean, she should go back to school. Obviously.
Greta's a front person. I mean, you know, they're now doing a biopic of her, and from the footage that's already come out in the trailers, it's obvious they've had cameras running on her since the first day she appeared on social media at the start of her so-called viral rise. She's manufactured from day one, and they pick this cute little girl because people tend to listen to children more than they listen to adults, and then they pick someone who's suffering somewhere along the autism spectrum, so we'll all feel sorry for her and won't dare to speak up and challenge her and say, I think you're wrong about this.
Thank God I'm blind, because I don't think I'd want to look at her.
Okay.
Just throwing that out there. But you have a great day, Mr. Mike, and give Miss Claire the best, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too, as well. Thank you for the phone call, Kevin. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to the international news, Congress has adopted that final defense bill, mutual defense pact, the final defense bill, our defense bill, but it's loaded with pro-Israel provisions. And it's basically, as usual, it's a lot of money. It's $500 million for U.S.-Israel missile defense cooperation, $25 million for U.S.-Israel counter unmanned aerial systems. And basically, you, the American taxpayer, are funding the Iron Dome, David Sling, Arrow 2, and Arrow 3 missile defense systems. Now, we're all being told that this is going to help America's own missile defense capabilities, but so far, we haven't really seen Iron Dome show up on any American bases. And probably because its performance hasn't been all that good against those homemade rockets that Hamas is using here. Now, there's an article here that is very, very key, and it's from Russia Today. Are Israel and Iran preparing for war? Well, Israel has been drooling for war with Iran for something like 30 years. And U.S. talks about dealing with Iran a lot, that Iran's got to do this, Iran's got to do that. And they walked out of the P5+1 deal. They have hit Iran with these crippling sanctions, but they do seem a little reluctant to actually try and physically invade Iran, because it would be much more difficult than Iraq was, and U.S. military forces are already overstretched. The stockpiles are worn down. More importantly, though, Russia has already indicated that if Iran is attacked, Russia will step in to help them. And I don't think people here in the United States government are eager for a confrontation with Russia. But Israel, on the other hand, they're still out there bombing what they claim to be Iranian resources in Syria. And with that mutual defense pact with the United States, Israel is now free to start a war anywhere they want in the Middle East, knowing that the United States is now committed to spend your money and send your children to help quote-unquote, protect Israel, even in the case of wars Israel starts. Of course, Israel never starts a war. They always come out and say, we had good intelligence that this other country was getting ready to do bad things to us. So it was preemptive war. It's always defensive preemptive war. Same lie that we get from our own government. So it is a bit of a mess. All right, there are now reports coming out of the British newspaper The Telegraph saying that Hamas is plotting attacks against Israel from Turkey, and that Erdogan is basically not opposed to this. Apparently, the only admonition he has said is to tell Hamas to stay away from Turkish institutions. Erdogan is a wild card. He's the loose cannon on deck, and nothing good's going to come out of that one here. All right, as you're probably already aware, the International Criminal Court is looking at a complaint from the Palestinian Authority over Israel's actions in the Palestinian territories. And Netanyahu is now arguing that the ICC has no jurisdiction to investigate the Palestinian territories because only sovereign nations can file a complaint with the International Criminal Court. And Israel's position, of course, there's never been a sovereign Palestinian state. Now, that, of course, is a complete lie. It's been one of the lies that Israel has put out ever since they carved off a chunk of Palestine for Israel. But, you know, Palestine has been on the map since the Middle Ages. They had their own coinage, and they had their own civil structure. They were a sovereign nation. It's not like Netanyahu has the authority to go over and say, well, this is a real country, but this one is not. Meanwhile, apparently Israel's raising of that marketplace in Hebron was only the start. Apparently Israel is now looking at literally taking over the entire town of Hebron. And it's a classic case of Israel's actions in the West Bank seem little more than a desire to compensate for lost opportunities and settle old scores. And Hebron is next in the crosshairs, especially now that they have the blessing of Donald Trump that, you know, the settlements in the occupied territories are not really illegal under international law, which was kind of interesting because the United Nations General Assembly just passed a resolution, unfortunately non-binding because it is the General Assembly, basically saying that, yeah, those settlements are illegal under international law, at which point the United States ambassador to the UN went on out there screaming and frothing at the mouth and saying, no, 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 you anti-Semites, you Jew haters, you know, those settlements, you know, are Lebensraum for, you know, Israel, so they can lure all these other Jews from other countries and then turn around and sue those other countries for whatever the Jews had to leave behind. Over in South Korea, there's been a protest, and it's linked to that dispute between Seoul and Washington about sharing defense costs, and it's caused a lot of tension, and some politicians even demanded that he be deemed persona non grata and just kicked on out of South Korea. So I think it's time to take a phone call here. Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You just talking about that defense pact. I looked it up today. Evidently, it hasn't been signed yet, but I think Trump is looking to push something like this. We got to make sure this doesn't happen. This would be a total disaster, and it would be a sellout and a betrayal to the to our troops.
You know, I mean, they're basically talking about putting Israel in charge of our military, and like Israel's already got access, unfettered access to weapons that we have stored over there. They have direct connection and control to our missile systems. They have complete access to the NSA's spy take on everybody without any filtering or censorship, which includes our politicians. And yeah, it's like Israel has covertly taken over the United States of America.
I know. You know, it's bad enough, NATO, that we have a NATO pact. We shouldn't have any of these pacts. It goes against George Washington's warnings about foreign entanglement.
Yes.
But this little pipsqueak of a country, this brutal apartheid regime, and that's all Israel is today. A brutal apartheid regime with a criminal, with a gangster as their an indicted gangster now by as their prime minister or president.
Yeah. Okay, Mark, stay on the line. We're going to put you on hold. Got to take a break from commercials, and we'll be right back.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 harvest. $4 guests, 3 failed automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and a Fear Monument documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm watching this story on Fox News where apparently this comedian, Whitney Cummings, was literally reported to human resources by an intern for saying Merry Christmas. And that is just so over the top. All right, we're talking with Mark in North Carolina. We're talking about Israel. We're talking about the inadvisability of this mutual defense pact and how Israel seems to basically be taking covert control of more and more of the machinery of our government.
going on. And, you know, you talk about wanting to impeach Trump. This is an impeachable offense. If he's behind this, or for that matter, if he can't control his own neocons and xiocons and whatever other cons he's got in his government, if he can't control them, he needs to be impeached. But for that, not for this nonsense with Ukraine where he actually did something good. This is treason, Mike. You're selling this country out to some little punk foreign, you know, foreign nation who doesn't do a thing for us. Everything we do for them, we keep giving them money. We got millions of homeless people in this country all around. We got millions of vets, or hundreds of thousands at least of vets living in the street.
Yep.
Many committed suicide, having all kinds of problems for the stupid wars that Israel partly at least got us into in the first place, okay? And
yes.
Yet we keep on doubling money to this you know, theocracy. That's really what they are. They're a theocracy, and they're basically and not to mention being an apartheid regime. I mean, what is going on with this country? We got to get control of this country and the leadership of this country. I don't care if it's left, right, or anything else. I'm tired of these people keep saying socialism, socialism. Socialism is not the problem. The problem is a predatory type of capitalism and a lobbyist system where small groups of people, mostly with a lot of money and a lot of influence, are able to basically push their way around and get against the will of the majority of the people of this country. Okay, that's the problem. That's socialism. I'll take some form of socialism over the predatory capitalism we got now. I mean, you know, if we had and by the way, I didn't watch the debate because Tulsi was in it, but I heard later on today that Bernie Sanders called Netanyahu a racist. Very good, you know. He might be our only hope because he is not a Zionist. He may be Jewish,
yes,
but he's not a Zionist. And somebody has got to stick it in. And watch, they're going to be calling him anti-Semitic very soon, too. That's coming, if they haven't already started it, okay? These people are crazy. They're evil. They're rotten. They're traitors. And they're trading, and they're... you know, betraying our country. And by the way, when I say Zionist, I'm also talking about the Christian Zionists. I'm talking about clowns like Glenn Beck, by the way, who's starting
yes.
some, you know, every once in a while I'll listen to this guy just to see what the enemy is thinking, okay? And he is a very clever enemy because he'll give you a lot of lies, a lot of truth, and a lot of half-truths. And he's organizing something again. Watch this guy. This guy is not our friend, okay? He is a vicious Zionist of the worst type.
Okay, Mark, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.